Masechtas Nakis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Yesh Chayresh, Telem Echad, V'chayev Olav Mishm Shmoin Alavin. So the Mishnah is going to give us now a case where a person could plow a single groove in a field, and he's going to get 8 Malkis just for doing this one act. And the Mishnah is going to give us different chiyuvim based on this one act of plowing one row of the field. So Chayresh B'shar V'chamar. So you're not allowed to plant, that's part of the Isser Klayim, is to plant with two different types of animals. So he plows using an axe and a donkey, so he's chayiv one malchus for that. V'hein mukdashin, and they're kodesh, meaning they belong to the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore you're not allowed to use them. He's chayiv malchus for that. B'klayim b'kerem, and he's planting klayim in a vineyard. So let's say he's pushing earth to the side, and he's covering, while he's pushing it, he's covering wheat or barley and grape seeds. So he's violating also the Isser of planting Klayim. So that's that's a fourth Isser. Uvashvias, he's doing it during, I'm sorry, that was number 3. Uvashvias, this is his fourth one. So he's doing it during Shemitah. V'yamtif, and he does this on Yamtif. V'kayin, v'nazir, b'veis atoma, this is 7 and 8. He is a kayin and a nazir, and he's plowing in a place where there is tuma. There's a corpse there. So therefore he's metame himself. So he's going to get a separate malchus for a kayin and a separate malchus for nazir. So you could do 8 lavin. You're going to get 8 malchus for 1 avera. Chanina bar ben chachi no yoimer. Af aloivish klayim. Even if he's wearing klayim while he's doing this, so he's going to get an additional lav. He's going to have 9. Amrulai. So Chacham said back to Chananya, Einay Hashem. This has nothing to do, even though you're right that he would get malchus for wearing klayim, but this has nothing to do with the actual klayim. So we're listing chiyuvim based on the fact that he plows. The fact that he was wearing klayim, that's not part of his maisa of being chayrish. Amar lahem. So he said back to the chacham, aflei hanazir hu Hashem. The fact that he's a nazir, that has nothing to do with the klayim. That has to do with the fact that he is a nazir, that makes it that he's being over on the iser of being metamit. However, the chachamim disagree. And they say that since the lav of becoming tummy is related to the plowing, why? Because the person who's plowing, he has to walk behind the plow and guide the animals walking through the field. So that's considered part of the act of klayim. So memel, if there's tum in the field, the one who plows becomes tummy as part of the act of klayim. Masha enkin, wearing shatness has nothing to do with the plowing at all, and therefore they wouldn't count that as one of the surim of plowing. Kama malkinoisei, how many malkis, Mishnah Yud, kama malkinoisei, how many malkis do we give a person? Arbon pasar achas, you give him 40 minus 1. Shenemar b'misper arbon. It says in the Torah b'misper arbon, minyan shu samach l'arbon. It's a counting that gets near to arbon, which is 39. Rabbi Yehuda imar arbon shleim esu leike. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you give him the full 40 lashes. V'heichan u'leikas ayisera. We're going to see in the next Mishnah how exactly you give the klayim. So you have one extra one because it goes in pairs of threes. So where does the 40th go? So the Mishnah says that it goes bein ksefav, between the shoulders on the top of his back. That's where he gets the 40th lash that he gets on his back. That's not part of the set. He gets bein ksefav. Have a good day.